Foxton Readers, Level 2, Heidi by Joanna Speary, retold by C.S. Woolley, read by Sally Cave. Copyright Foxton Books, 2019. Chapter 1. It was June. Two people were climbing a mountain. One was a girl called Heidi. The other was her aunt, Deet. Heidi was an orphan. Her parents died when she was a baby. Deet looked after her. She was a nice woman. She lived in a village in the Swiss Alps. She wanted to move to Frankfurt. She didn't want to take Heidi with her. Heidi was 5 years old. Deet was taking Heidi to live with her grandfather. Her grandfather lived at the top of a mountain. It was a long way from the village. It took a long time to walk there. Heidi was very tired. There was a boy on the mountain. He was herding goats. They reached Heidi's grandfather's house. Deet knocked on the door. Heidi's grandfather opened the door. "What are you doing here?" he asked. "I have brought Heidi to live with you. I am moving to Frankfurt. I cannot take her with me," Deet said. Deet left Heidi at the house. She left quickly. "I do not want him to say no," Deet thought. "How old are you?" Grandfather asked. "I am 5, Heidi said. "You look tired," Grandfather said. "It is a long way up the mountain. I have never climbed a mountain before. I am tired. I am thirsty," Heidi said. "Sit down and drink this," Grandfather said. He gave Heidi some goat's milk. She drank it. "That tastes good," Heidi said. "That is because it is fresh," Grandfather said. There was not much to do at Grandfather's house. He didn't have any toys for her to play with. The village was a long way away. It was quiet. Grandfather didn't have a lot of time to play with Heidi. Heidi went to explore the mountain. She saw a boy with the goats. "Hello," Heidi said. "Hello," the boy said. "My name is Heidi. Who are you?" Heidi asked. "My name is Peter," the boy said. "What are you doing?" Heidi asked. "I am a shepherd. I look after the goats. I make sure they don't get lost. I keep them safe from other animals," Peter said. "Who owns the goats?" Heidi asked. "They are your grandfather's," Peter said. Heidi went back to her grandfather's house. They talked and ate together. "I like having Heidi here," Grandfather thought. Heidi liked living with Grandfather. She went outside every day. She played on the mountains. She went to see Peter every day. Heidi liked Peter. Peter liked Heidi. they became friends. Peter was just a shepherd boy. No one was nice to him. Heidi was always nice to Peter. Heidi took her lunch to Peter. It was her second day on the mountain. She ate her lunch. Peter was always hungry. He never had enough to eat. Peter was sitting next to Heidi. "Here, you can have this. I have enough to eat," Heidi said. She gave Peter some of her food. Peter didn't know what to say. No one gave him their food before. He looked at Heidi. He was amazed. "It is just bread and cheese," Heidi said. Peter still didn't take the food. He didn't know what to do. Heidi put the bread and cheese on his knee. Peter looked at the food. He picked it up and ate it quickly. "Thank you," he said. Peter taught Heidi about all the goats. They all had names. They all had different personalities. One of the goats was naughty. Peter went to hit the goat. "No," Heidi cried. "I must hit the goats when they are bad," Peter said. "Please don't. I will give you food every day, but you cannot hit the goats anymore," Heidi said. "I promise I will not hit the goats anymore," Peter said.